The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Must faith in Christ for eternal salvation. The content of that faith, must it include that Jesus is the exclusive way to eternal salvation? That's a good question. We're glad you've joined us today, friend. This is Grace in Focus, the radio broadcast and podcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. We have a website, faithalone.org. Please go there to find out more about us. And one thing you can do there is read our daily blogs. You can also subscribe to them and they'll come in your email, but you will find them there at faithalone.org. Now with today's question and answer discussion, here are Bob Wilkin and Ken Yates.
We are answering questions sent in by our listeners, and we've got one from Clark, Bob, and...
Clark Kent?
No, he didn't say his name's okay. Clark Kent.
Superman.
But now, he says that this is a question that he doesn't believe he's heard answered here before.
I don't think we have, because we've scrupulously avoided it. But I think it's time for us to take it. So thank you, Clark. It's a really good question.
So we're gonna jump in here. And the question is, must faith in Jesus for eternal life believe that he is the only way? And what he means by that is... suppose I'm someone who's listening to GES, get some of the literature, whatever the case may be, and I'm convinced Jesus gives me eternal life.
Just by faith.
By believing in him.
Apart from
words. Right, believing in him for it. But I also think that, for whatever reason, that people can have eternal life in some other way.
Well, in fact, doesn't Clark go on to mention other religions?
Yes, he says... that others might have eternal life through another religion, for example. What he's saying is, I believe in the gospel of salvation by faith alone in Christ, but I don't want to say that someone else couldn't be saved some other way.
Okay.
And that's what he means when he says, must we also, in other words, when I believe in Jesus for eternal life, must I also believe that that is the only way to receive eternal life?
Okay, so what I like about the question is it forces us to drill down on what verses like John 3:16 or John 5:24 or Ephesians 2:8-9 mean. And we were talking before we started recording this, and we agreed that logically John 3:16, John 5:24, all these other verses are exclusive verses. It's only by faith in Jesus. Whoever believes in him will not perish but has everlasting life is the only way. It's not one of many. And we agreed, like John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me.
And now even Clark mentions Acts 4:12.
And there's no other name under heaven by which we must be saved.
Now, I'm guessing that if Clark were here, I don't want to put words in his mouth, he would say, yes, again, obviously illogical, but what if a person doesn't know those verses? You know, he hears John 3:16, you know, or he who believes in me has eternal life. That's what he hears. He's an
right.
unbeliever and he hears that. He doesn't know those other things. So he thinks, yeah, God's not so, if he
right.
thinks that far, God's not so restrictive that he wouldn't give other people an opportunity. But yeah, I believe what Jesus said.
Okay, so one of the things you and I discussed was this. People can believe things that are logically inconsistent, right? People can fail to think through the issues carefully enough, and so they believe something, and they also believe something else, and they genuinely believe both things, but those two things are inconsistent.
They're even contradictory.
They're even contradictory. And I would say, if a person believes that, let's say, John 3:16 is a saving message, and Jesus gives eternal life to all who believe in him for that life, but also the Buddhists who are good, faithful Buddhists, they get eternal life. And the Hindus that are faithful Hindus, they get eternal life. And the Mormons who are faithful Mormons, they get eternal life. Whatever. That's illogical because they're not believing the same message. And there's only one saving message. There aren't two, three, four, five saving messages. But having said that, the question really becomes, is it possible for a person to believe John 3:16 and to believe that by faith in Jesus they have everlasting life, and to believe that whoever believes in Jesus has everlasting life, and yet at the same time they believe there are people outside that group that also have eternal life?
Yeah, and I just want to jump in on there on that. We also believe that the Holy Spirit is involved in this.
Exactly.
And so the Holy Spirit is revealing this truth to me. It's hard for me to picture in my mind that the Holy Spirit is revealing this truth to me, that I need to believe in Jesus for eternal life. And at the same time, I'm thinking, but there's other ways as well.
That's a good point. And that reminds me of Acts 16:14. God opened Lydia's heart that she might heed the things spoken by Paul and Silas. In my view, every time a person comes to faith in Christ, God opens their heart.
And shows them the truth of it.
Shows them the truth. And that's when they have that eureka experience. I found it. They see it.
Right.
And they believe it.
Yeah. And it seems to me that that very process, or that very event, if you want to call it that, is understanding or being convinced that this is the way for eternal life.
And by the way, there can be a process leading up to the moment of faith.
Just jumping in here to make you aware of our magazine, Grace in Focus. It is a bi-monthly, 6 issues per year, 48-page magazine, full color. And we want you to subscribe by emailing your name and your snail mail address to ges@faithalone.org. The subscription is free. It can be accessed electronically, or it can be actually physically sent to you if you live in the lower 48 United States. That's our Grace in Focus magazine. Send your name and snail mail address to ges@faithalone.org.
There can be a process leading up to the moment of faith, right?
Mm-hmm.
Regeneration occurs at a moment in time, but how you get there can be a process. For me, it was many years worth of searching and confusion and being in cults and a cult and that kind of thing. But ultimately, when God finally took the blinders off, I saw the truth and believed it. So, yeah, you make a good point. So if a person, the Holy Spirit clears away the clutter and they get that by faith in Jesus, I have everlasting life, they're also going to see, it would seem, that this is the only way.
Almost by definition here, right? You know, that the Spirit is revealing this to me. He's turning on the light. He's illuminating my mind. This is the way to eternal life. It seems to me that that's pretty much saying this is the only way to eternal life.
That's a good point.
Or why would I believe it?
Yeah.
Why would I be convinced that this is true if there's a million possibilities of having eternal life in some other way?
Yeah, and this is a postmodern idea. But think of John 5:39-40. You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. These were Jews who were looking at all the commandments and saying, I check that box, I check that box, and they're thinking they have eternal life because they're good enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, but these are they which testify of me, but you're not willing to come to me that you may have life. Well, Jesus is saying there the only way to have life is to come to him. The only way to have everlasting life is to drink the living water, John 4, or eat the bread of life, John 6, to believe in him, John 3:16, or John 5:24. And there is no other way. And so, yeah, it seems to me the postmodern idea is, okay, Jesus is good for me and a good way of salvation for me, but Buddha can be good for you, and you know, Allah can be good for all the people of the Islamic faith, and et cetera, et cetera. That's not consistent with Scripture. And I would say that once you have a person who says, I believe I have everlasting life that can never be lost by faith in Jesus apart from works, but these other people are also saved, I'm not convinced they believe what they're saying about John 3:16.
Yeah, it seems that way to me, too. And I would also say, just practically speaking, I don't think I've ever run into anybody who said it that way.
Well, you that's know, the other part.
You
yeah.
know, I don't think there's ever been an unbeliever that I've talked to who said, yeah, I believe, but I could have believed anything.
You know, I have heard postmodern people,
mm-hmm.
say, yes, Christians are saved, but so are Buddhists, Hindus, sure, Muslims, etc. But when they say Christians, they don't mean because they're simply persuaded concerning the promise of eternal life that Jesus makes. Instead, they see faith as commitment, obedience, surrender. And in their mind, it's not much different to say, I have confession of my sins and turning from my sins and committing my life to Christ, as opposed to confessing my sins, turning from my sins, and having faith in the sevenfold path. Either way, I'm committed to God. I'm following the path that God has set for us, even if the sevenfold path, isn't that what Hinduism has, the sevenfold path?
Is it Hinduism that
it's
has
it's either
it?
Buddhism or Hinduism or both. Y'all can call in and write into radio@faithalone.org and tell us what the sevenfold path is. But in any regard, hypothetically, anybody who believes John 3:16 or the equivalent is born again. But the question is, can you believe that and not believe that's exclusive to Jesus? And yeah, I would say the answer is no.
Yeah, it seems that way to me too, you know. And
He's the only way.
Yeah, because again, I would go back to the Spirit. Why do I believe in Him? Because I believe He's the one who gives eternal life.
Nobody else does.
Right. That's why I'm...
How could some other religion give everlasting life? Did right. they die on the cross for you?
Right. That's yeah. And so if you're being convinced that it is true by the Holy Spirit, by definition, He's the one who gives it. And there's not multiple ways to do that.
Yeah. Right. It's only by faith in Him. There's no other way.
Right. So it's a good question by Clark, though, because...
And by the way, I think Clark's on our side.
Yeah, he is. He says...
I don't think he thinks in you could believe that and still believe John 3:16, but he's raising a question that I don't think we've answered before.
Right. A corollary to this that you often hear, and I know you've heard it too, is, yes, we know that eternal life is in Christ alone, but what about, for example, someone who's never never had the gospel presented to them? Yes, what's God going to do with them? Well, then God can give them eternal life. I think it might be coming from that kind of area as well. What about someone like that?
You know? Yeah, and by the way, the answer to that question is Romans 1, they are without
sure.
excuse.
Right.
They have natural revelation. If they respond to the light they have, God will send them more light. And ultimately, not a single person dies without hearing the promise of everlasting life that Jesus makes, unless they have not been responsive to the revelation they already have.
Right.
And so it's not accurate to say if somebody dies never hearing about Jesus, then they're going to automatically get salvation
right.
post-mortem.
Right. Well, Clark, we appreciate this question. You caused our brain cells to work a little bit harder today, but we
agree.
Do appreciate it.
I
yeah.
agree.
And for all of our listeners,
keep
grace in focus.
I invite you to check out our Monday, Wednesday, and Friday 5-minute YouTube videos at YouTube Grace Evangelical Society. You will love the content and learn a lot. Maybe you've got a question or comment or feedback. If so, please send us a message. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. Please make sure your question is as succinct and clear as possible. That would be a great big help. On our next episode, is repentance part of the saving message? Please join us, and until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.